It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, for years, as the studies were done on men and most of the research was done on men, many people think of heart disease as a man's problem, but women definitely do get heart disease. In fact, it is the number one killer of women in the United States. My guest is Dr. James Beckerman. He's a cardiologist with the Providence Heart and Vascular Institute in Portland, Oregon. So, Dr. Beckerman, we are going the way of preventive medicine at this point. So, heart disease, is there, let's start with the tests. Women get their blood tests every year. I mean, we get our mammograms, we get our pap smears, we go to the dentist, we do all of these things to try and keep ourselves ahead of the game, as it were. When we go to get our blood checked, what tests do we specifically want to know to give us a predictor of whether or not we are heart disease at risk or whether we already have some form of it?
Sure. This is what I want you to think about. It's pretty simple, fortunately. The two tests that everybody should be getting are a full cholesterol panel, which includes total cholesterol, HDL cholesterol, LDL cholesterol, and triglycerides. And the second thing that I really am starting to think more and more that people should be getting is a fasting blood sugar, because a lot of folks don't think that they're in the neighborhood of having diabetes. But interestingly, people are sometimes closer than they recognize. And I try to remind people that things like diabetes or cholesterol or blood pressure, these aren't kind of a yes-no sort of deal. They're a continuum, meaning that, you know, if my blood pressure is 138 over 87 and yours is 104 over 60, we both have normal blood pressure, but I'm still at higher risk. So it's possible to be getting close to that cutoff point and realize that there are things that you need to do to get healthier. And I try to remind people that, you know, people glom on to their genetics and say, oh, my uncle had heart disease, my grandmother had heart disease. But remember that about 80% of your heart disease risk is totally under your control. It's what you do, it's what you eat, it's how you live. And so there's an awesome opportunity here for women and men to get healthier and reduce their risk.
Now, what about, you know, we see CRP and homocysteine, these signs of inflammation. And also, now I know that doctors are checking for lipoprotein little a. What is that one?
Well, so you're mentioning a lot of different kinds of tests, some of which are less specific than others. So kind of looking at the things like CRP, for example, these are markers of inflammation. And so one thing that we have recognized is that coronary artery disease seems to be an inflammatory condition. And so that means that if you are somebody who has a higher degree of inflammation in your body, then you may be at higher risk of having a heart attack. But the thing that we don't always know is who is the specific person that's going to be at risk, or is there something else that's causing inflammation in your body? So those tests are sort of interesting on more of a population level. I find them a little bit less useful on a personal level. So as far as lipoprotein little a, that is basically a subtype of cholesterol. It's something that's not typically checked for in your lab, but higher levels of it are associated with an increased risk of coronary artery disease. So It's another test that you can get if you want to dig a little bit deeper. Interestingly, the treatments tend to be very similar. We still look at lifestyle changes, healthier diets, exercise, and statin medications. So those tend to be similar treatments for this risk factor.
So based on whatever your tests are, treatments. So maybe you find out your cholesterol is a little high and you want that good cholesterol to shove up a little bit and the bad cholesterol to come down. You know, you find out maybe some numbers are higher than you'd like, or your glucose, your resting, fasting glucose. So then what do you advise as far as exercise? You mentioned in a previous segment, exercise is medicine. That's a global initiative of the American College of Sports Medicine. Speak about exercise as medicine, and what else do you think is the most important medicine that women and really anybody can do to prevent heart disease?
Sure. As far as exercise goes, I always try to get people to think about any medical condition that they want to avoid. Okay, that could be anything from arthritis to heart disease to cancer to Alzheimer's disease, anything you can think of. And it turns out that I would say for about 99% of those things, that exercise will reduce your risk of getting into trouble with those problems by anywhere from 20 to 50%. And heart disease is at the forefront in terms of getting a benefit. I try to recommend that people be smart about their exercise. And so SMART stands for specific, measurable, attainable, realistic, and time-based. I would definitely discourage people from trying to do 6 hours of crazy exercise every day because they saw it on TV. This is about coming up with an exercise plan that you can stick with and feel good about and continue for the long term. And so that's absolutely the thing to be thinking about. Research studies have shown that being out of shape, in some studies, that's greater risk factor for heart disease than smoking. So great opportunity here to make a change.
Great opportunity. Can you make a change? Is it something that, suppose your doctor tells you, well, you know, you've got these extra pounds or whatever, you're on your way to heart disease. Is it reversible if you already have kind of headed down that path?
Well, we know that there's definitely something you can do to change your trajectory. Absolutely. By exercising, by eating healthy, people lower their risk. It's that simple. And it does turn out, you know, if there are any healthcare providers listening, that if you start to prescribe exercise to your patients, it works. When people hear that from their physician and realize that their healthcare provider cares about that, people are more likely to be active. And so I do believe that this initiative is something that has to be in the doctor's offices as well as on billboards and in the media. We really need to make this a medical initiative too.
Well, I love that you say that. Do you think the doctors are receiving, you're a cardiologist, and do you think the doctors are kind of headed in this direction of preventive medicine, Dr. Beckerman, that they're headed in the direction that I've been doing that for 25 years? Do you think that this is where medicine is really, truly headed? Are you guys getting this in medical school?
You know, not as well as I'd like to think. And it turns out that the most recent data that I've seen is that only about 30% of physicians meet the physical activity requirements that we're supposed to be giving out. And so when you consider that, that's like saying that 70% of doctors smoke. So how likely is it the doctors are going to tell people to stop smoking? And so that's the problem we're in here. We need to get doctors to be activists. We need doctors and healthcare providers to get activity, to be fit, to take care of themselves. And by doing that, hopefully we can motivate them to share that information with their patients.
Well, I think that that's the key, really, is if we can get the doctors learning this too, and nutrition, because nutrition plays such a huge part. In the last minute, Dr. Beckerman, give us your best advice for exercise and nutrition to help prevent heart disease.
Absolutely. I think that nutrition is about balance. It's about reducing those simple sugars. It's looking for healthy fats, things like fish and walnuts. It's for reducing processed meats and processed foods of all types. You don't have to go crazy here. You don't have to get rid of everything you love in order to be heart healthy. It's just about moderation and thinking a little bit more carefully about it and realizing that everything that you put inside your body has an impact.
It's about moderation and realizing that everything you put inside your body has an impact. Those are very true and extremely important words. So let's remember, ladies, take care of yourselves, because if you don't, you can't take care of the ones that you love. This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. Stay well.